This is the brief on choosing between Maydan and Rent-A-Car rentals in Dubai. You know, in Dubai, the cheapest advertised rate is rarely the final cost. So choosing between these two really boils down to what kind of traveler you are. Someone who prioritizes ultimate convenience or someone who needs maximum flexibility and transparent pricing. First off, let's look at Maydan. Their pitch is pure convenience. We're talking a dead simple process. Brand new 2024 and 2025 models, free delivery anywhere in Dubai, and a pay-on-delivery model with zero prepayment. But hey, wait a second. Does no prepayment mean you're totally off the hook for a security deposit? Well, second point, absolutely not. No prepayment isn't the same as no deposit. And that's where Rent-A steps in as the absolute king of flexibility. They actually offer selected no-deposit vehicles, monthly discounts, accept crypto alongside cash and card, and boast a massive fleet ranging from basic economy vans literally all the way up to supercars. Finally, let's talk hidden costs. Treat car rental base prices kind of like budget airline tickets. The base fare is dirt cheap, but add-ons are where they get you. Rent-A totally wins on transparency here. They clearly state Dubai's Salik toll passings cost exactly 5.25 dirhams, which is roughly $1.50, and airport parking fees are entirely on the customer. Maydan's policies on these exact same extras, a complete mystery. So here's the bottom line. For a short, hassle-free stay with hotel delivery, Maydan's the easiest choice. But for long-term rentals, airport pickups, or strict budget tracking, Rent-A is for sure the smarter bet. Before you hand over your cash, ask yourself, what hidden costs might be riding shotgun on your next trip?